This is a Zero Agenda news podcast. This episode is based on an evidence-graded timeline research paper published at zeroagendanews.com. Every claim in the paper is labeled by confidence and tied to sources, so what follows separates documented fact from inference and interpretation. Hundreds of billions of barrels remain either geologically undiscovered or technically proven, but locked away by sanctions, conflict, and underinvestment. The paper covers the period from 1974 to present. It has 26 timeline entries. The timeline includes 23 entries graded as fact and 3 entries graded as conjecture. The episode follows the strongest points in the record and keeps the confidence labels audible. The first phase is frontier reserves, what remains undiscovered, from 2007 to 2026. 2007. USGS estimates 31 billion BOE of undiscovered resources offshore Greenland. A USGS geological assessment estimated Greenland contains approximately 31,400 million barrels of oil equivalent in undiscovered technically recoverable resources, including around 148 trillion cubic feet of natural gas, primarily in offshore Arctic basins. The estimates reflect geological potential rather than confirmed discoveries. This entry is graded as fact. 2008. USGS Circumarctic Appraisal finds 90 billion barrels of undiscovered oil and 1,669 trillion cubic feet of gas north of the Arctic Circle. The USGS Circumarctic Resource Appraisal, the first comprehensive assessment of all undiscovered petroleum north of the Arctic Circle, estimated 90 billion barrels of technically recoverable oil, 1,669 trillion cubic feet of natural gas, and 44 billion barrels of natural gas liquids. Approximately 84% of these resources are expected to occur in offshore areas. This entry is graded as fact. The second phase is Venezuela, the largest reserves, the deepest collapse, from 1998 to 2025. Late 1990s, Venezuela produces 3.5 million barrels per day, the high water mark before a two-decade collapse. Venezuela's oil production reached approximately 3.5 million barrels per day in the late 1990s, ranking it among the America's largest producers. The Orinoco Belt in eastern Venezuela holds an estimated 900 to 1,400 billion barrels of extra-heavy crude in proven and unproven deposits, with 380 to 652 billion barrels assessed as technically recoverable, the single largest concentration of oil resources on Earth. This entry is graded as fact. From 2010 to 2011, Venezuela certifies world's largest proven oil reserves at 303 billion barrels, overtaking Saudi Arabia. Working with international auditors, Venezuela certified its total proven oil reserves at approximately 303 billion barrels, overtaking Saudi Arabia to claim the world's largest. The certification reflected formal auditing of the Orinoco Belt's heavy crude deposits previously classified as probable or possible resources. This entry is graded as fact. The third phase is Iran and Iraq. Sanctions, conflict, and chronic underinvestment from 1974 to 2025. 1974. Iran peaks at 6 million barrels per day, a production level never recovered. Iran's oil production peaked at approximately 6 million barrels per day in 1974 under the Shah, making it one of the world's two largest producers alongside Saudi Arabia. The 1979 Islamic Revolution, the subsequent Iran-Iraq War from 1980 to 1988, and 4 decades of United States and international sanctions have prevented any return to that level. This entry is graded as fact. From 2023 to 2025, Iraq flares most of its associated gas and imports energy from Iran despite holding vast reserves. Iraq holds 145 billion barrels of proven oil reserves and vast quantities of associated natural gas, but lacks the infrastructure to capture, process, or monetize the gas. Baghdad has repeatedly failed to invest in gas pipelines, processing facilities, or liquefaction capacity, resulting in most associated gas being flared, a structural waste of a resource worth billions of dollars annually. This entry is graded as fact. The fourth phase is East Africa, confirmed gas reserves blocked by insurgency from 2010 to 2021. Early 2010s, Rovuma Basin discoveries confirm 160-200 trillion cubic feet of natural gas off Mozambique and Tanzania. Exploration drilling in the deep offshore Rovuma Basin, straddling northern Mozambique and southern Tanzania, confirmed natural gas resources of 160-200 trillion cubic feet, one of the largest gas discoveries of the 21st century. Mozambique's total reserves of 2.8 trillion cubic meters place it third in Africa, behind Nigeria and Algeria. This entry is graded as fact. April 2021. TotalEnergies declares force majeure on Mozambique LNG after Islamist militants overrun Palma. In April 2021, Islamist militants linked to ISIS overran the town of Palma in Mozambique's Cabo Delgado province, killing dozens and forcing TotalEnergies to declare force majeure and suspend its $20 billion onshore LNG project. The attack stranded one of sub-Saharan Africa's largest foreign direct investments and indefinitely delayed first LNG exports from the onshore plant. This entry is graded as fact. The fifth phase is the investment gap, structural underinvestment across both categories, from 2015 to 2025. From 2024 to 2025, oil, coal, and gas still supply 81% of global energy despite two decades of transition investment, despite approximately $2.2 trillion flowing annually into renewables, efficiency, and low-emissions fuels. Oil, coal, and gas accounted for 81% of total global energy supply in 2024, down only modestly from 85% in 1973. The IEA's Oil 2025 medium-term report projects global oil demand continuing to grow through the late 2020s under current policies, with no demand peak in sight over the five-year outlook horizon. This entry is graded as fact. 2025. Global upstream oil and gas investment falls 35% from 2015 to 2025. 90% now dedicated to slowing decline, not new supply. Global upstream oil and gas investment fell from $869 billion in 2015 to $567 billion in 2025, a 35% real terms decline. Nearly 90% of annual upstream investment since 2019 has been dedicated to offsetting production decline at existing fields rather than bringing new resources into production. The IEA projected a further 6% fall in 2025, the largest single-year drop since the COVID collapse of 2020. This entry is graded as fact. The fifth phase is breaking through, reserves moving from stranded to flowing, from 2006 to 2026. From 2006 to 2007, Petrobras confirms commercial-scale oil in Brazil's ultra-deep pre-salt layer, opening one of the world's largest new oil provinces. Petrobras confirmed major commercial oil discoveries in the pre-salt layer beneath the Santos and Campos basins off Brazil's Atlantic coast, lying beneath 2,000 meters of water and 5,000 meters of rock, including a thick impermeable salt layer that had previously prevented seismic imaging. The discovery required developing entirely new deepwater drilling and extraction technologies. This entry is graded as fact. 2015. ExxonMobil's Liza discovery opens the Stabroek Block in Guyana, one of the decade's most prolific deepwater finds. ExxonMobil's 2015 Liza discovery in Guyana's Stabroek Block opened one of the most prolific deepwater exploration sequences in modern history. By 2024, the block had yielded 45 confirmed discoveries. First oil flowed in December 2019. Production reached approximately 900,000 barrels per day in 2025 with the start of the fourth project, Yellowtail. this entry is graded as fact. From 2022 to 2026, Eni's floating LNG brings Mozambique gas to market. Total Energy's onshore project shows improving prospects as security stabilizes. Eni's Coral Sul floating LNG platform began production in Mozambique in 2022, delivering the country's first LNG exports from the Deepwater Coral South field and bypassing the onshore insurgency. Total Energy's suspended onshore LNG project showed improving prospects from 2024 as Rwandan-backed and Mozambican security forces partially stabilized Cabo Delgado. This entry is graded as conjecture, so the script treats it as a documented claim or inference rather than settled fact. January 2024. ONGC achieves first oil from Deepwater KG Basin Block, adding 45,000 barrels per day from proven reserves of 94 million tons. India's ONGC achieved first oil from its flagship deepwater KGDWN-98 and 2 block in the Krishna Godavari basin off India's eastern coast in January 2024, the culmination of a $5 billion development. Cluster 2A holds proven reserves of 94.26 million tons of crude oil and 21.75 billion cubic meters of associated gas. Cluster 2B holds a further 51.98 billion cubic meters of gas reserves. This entry is graded as fact. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. Two categories, two different problems. The distinction between undiscovered frontier reserves and known but stranded reserves matters because they require entirely different interventions. Frontier reserves are an exploration and engineering challenge. They await technology, capital, and political will to permit drilling. Stranded reserves are a governance and geopolitics challenge. The barrels are mapped, certified, and accessible. They are withheld by sanctions regimes, political dysfunction, armed conflict, or sustained mismanagement. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. The investment gap as structural amplifier. The decline in upstream investment since 2015 amplifies both categories of untapped resources, with 90% of remaining capital directed at slowing decline at existing fields. Neither frontier basins nor stranded reserves receive the sustained investment needed for development. The energy transition narrative, which assumes oil demand will peak and fall within the current decade, has reduced long-term investment appetite even as physical demand continues to grow. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. New frontiers show what is possible and how long it takes. Guyana and Brazil demonstrate that massive untapped reserves can be brought into production, but the timelines are long. Guyana's first commercial discovery in 2015 took 4 years to reach first oil and a decade to reach 900,000 barrels per day. Brazil's pre-salt discoveries in 2006 took nearly 20 years to dominate national production. For genuinely frontier basins, the Arctic, Deepwater East Africa, undrilled portions of Central Asia, the development clock has not yet started. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. Two categories, two different problems. The distinction between undiscovered frontier reserves and known but stranded reserves matters because they require entirely different interventions. Frontier reserves are an exploration and engineering challenge. They await technology, capital, and political will to permit drilling. Stranded reserves are a governance and geopolitics challenge. The barrels are mapped, certified, and accessible. They are withheld by sanctions regimes, political dysfunction, armed conflict, or sustained mismanagement. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. The investment gap as structural amplifier. The decline in upstream investment since 2015 amplifies both categories of untapped resources. With 90% of remaining capital directed at slowing decline at existing fields, neither frontier basins nor stranded reserves receive the sustained investment needed for development. The energy transition narrative, which assumes oil demand will peak and fall within the current decade, has reduced long-term investment appetite even as physical demand continues to grow. The practical recommendation is direct. distinguish clearly between reserve categories in energy policy discussions. Policy debates routinely conflate undiscovered geological potential with known but stranded proven reserves, producing confusion about both the timeline and the intervention required. Governments and international agencies should maintain and publish separate frameworks for each category, distinguishing between what requires exploration, what requires investment, and what requires political resolution. The practical recommendation is direct. Establish Arctic governance frameworks before the next exploration cycle begins. The combination of climate-driven ice retreat, rising energy demand, and renewed United States strategic interest in Greenland makes Arctic energy development increasingly likely over the next decade. Multilateral governance frameworks covering environmental standards, revenue sharing, and spill response are inadequate for the scale of potential activity. The central takeaway is this: the documented timeline matters because it separates what is established from what is inferred, and it makes the uncertainty visible instead of hiding it. This episode was adapted from the full evidence-graded timeline, where you can read the source-linked paper, review each confidence label, and inspect the evidence directly. Every claim sourced, every conclusion labeled. ZeroAgendaNews.com.